Our scripture today comes from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comments section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, hey, send those to us. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can do that on the website or the Christ Church app. Friends, I don't know about you, but I regularly feel like we are in a spiritual battle these days, and it's challenging. School has started back up, and that's normal, but there are some new dynamics around how we teach children today, and this is different, and I'm praying about that. Our social, economic, and political realities continue to create uneasiness and uncertainty in our lives, and I'm praying about that. And each of us is trying to navigate our particular challenges and life responsibilities, and that isn't easy. Many of us also have our own hurts, habits, hang-ups that we're often wrestling with, and we've been through a very difficult time of conversation, prayer, and discernment as a congregation, and the process has been painful. And on top of all that, we know we always have a spiritual adversary at work all about trying to come against us. We're in a battle today, and in the midst of our struggles, our fight, we need insight. We need wisdom, and the scripture can help. God provides wisdom for our lives. That's what this new series is about, the armor of God. In Ephesians 6, the Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, gives us tremendous insight about how to be equipped for the battle of life. How does Paul talk about the battle? In Ephesians 6:13, he says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." As part of our Christian worldview, we understand there is a spiritual struggle going on around us that many people are not aware of. Paul speaks of the powers of this dark world and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Jesus affirmed this worldview, and we should take it seriously. Paul uses the image of a Roman soldier's armor to share about the spiritual tools God has provided us. What's the solution if we're going to have the victory? We need to be equipped for victory. We need the full armor of God. So Paul says in Ephesians 6:11, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. We're very aware that much of the trouble in our world is the result of human choices. But the enemy of our soul is also stirring things up. The devil, Satan, is a schemer, a thief, a liar. Again, we cannot afford to be idle. We need to be equipped and well informed so that we can take our stand against the devil's schemes. So the first image Paul uses to equip us for the battle is the belt of truth. This is a child size belt of truth. Paul says in Ephesians 6:14, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. The belt was the first thing that the Roman soldier put on. Paul used this image to point to the importance of truth in our lives. If we're going to stand firm in the battle of life, we need to understand some basic truths. If we do, we're equipped to fight. We're ready to stand. If we don't, we're on shaky ground and can easily be defeated. I want to lift up three areas of truth that we need if we're going to stand. Truth about God, truth about ourselves, and truth about life. First of all, the area of truth about God. Right away, we say we believe God exists. Post, God exists in the chat. Romans 1:20 says, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power, and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God." When was the last time something about the creation spoke to you of God's existence? How about experiencing the glory and majesty of God in a thunderstorm? We're looking out in an airplane down at the clouds or the earth below through the window. We're standing on the edge of an ocean as the waves come crashing in, or being on top of a mountain and looking far below. We believe God exists. But not everyone believes God exists. A growing number of people are willing to boldly declare they don't believe God exists. Psalm 14:1 reads, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." But those persons aren't really interested in what the Bible says either. There's one advantage to not believing God exists. If there is no God, you can live life the way you see fit. You can determine your best path. And that's appealing to a lot of people. But if God does exist, well, then it might make sense to give attention to what God says about best life practices. Another truth, God is holy, righteous, trustworthy. Psalm 99:9 says, "The Lord God is holy." Psalm 11:7 says, "The Lord is righteous." There is a standard of righteousness and justice in the created order. God is it. A popular idea in the world today is relative truth. You have your truth, I have my truth, there's no absolute truth. But is this true? The Bible indicates that God is the standard of truth and reality. God is holy. God is righteous. God is trustworthy. You and I may have our understanding of truth, but if God exists, He is the source, the definer, and the judge of ultimate truth. Another truth from the Scripture, God loves us. Amen? Amen. God loves us. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." God loves us. 1 John 4:16 says, "And so we know and rely on the love God has for us." God loves us. That is huge news. The enemy's lie is this: "Oh, God is angry at us. God is mad at us." But no, the truth is God loves us. God is love. And He chooses to love us in spite of our sin and our shortcomings. That is really good news. Another truth from the Scripture, God wants us to have an abundant, eternal life. Jesus said in John 10:10, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Like every parent, God wants us to succeed, to thrive, to have abundant life, eternal life. He's trying to help us understand everything we need for the spiritual battle that we're up against. That's why He sent His Son. That's why He's given us His Word. When we are clear about who God is, we can stand against the enemy. We can stand firm in the battles of everyday life. We can make well-informed decisions as we live. We need to be equipped with the truth about God. Another area of truth we need to understand is truth about ourselves. The enemy tries to confuse us about God and about ourselves too. So what truths do we know about ourselves? Well, first of all, we are created in God's image. Post God's image in the chat. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." You and I are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are created in the image of God. You have the seeds of God's greatness within you. And remember this, God doesn't make any junk. You know that flies in the face of Satan's lies. He would tell us, you and I are nobody special, that we don't amount to anything, really. And that's not true. We are created, according to the Bible, in God's image. And we are special to Him. Another truth we need to realize, we are marred by sin. The story of Adam and Eve's fall in Genesis points to the reality of the sin nature within us. Every human being struggles with sin and with choices about sin. We all struggle. We all have our own sin card, and the enemy tries to exploit the trouble. He tries to bind us up, or he tries to pull us down. But if we understand who he is and what he's trying to do, we don't have to let our struggle with sin defeat us. Yet, our struggle with sin reminds us of this truth. We all need a Savior. In order to become the whole, complete person God created us to be, we need to be saved from our sins. And Jesus Christ came into the world to make that possible. Through his life, death, and resurrection, we have victory over sin, death, and the grave. Another truth we need to understand, truth about life. Get this, life is not easy. There are many, many tough circumstances. This world is not perfect, yet it is the place where we have the opportunity to work out our salvation. Though we are created in God's image and have the seeds of greatness within us, we've seen that our sin nature means there is a battle within and without for our very souls, for our very lives. It's a spiritual battle being waged between the forces of darkness and the forces of light. We've heard our text from Ephesians 6, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. But Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 4, also speak of this battle. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. In this ongoing battle for our souls, there is great hope. For God has given us spiritual armor and spiritual weapons with which to fight. Yes, we have a spiritual enemy. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." Once, I didn't believe as much in the devil. Now I read the headlines, watch the news feeds, see and hear all the evidence of Satan's work in our world. I have no problem with the biblical worldview of Satan and his schemes. If we recognize him, we are prepared and can fight. If we don't recognize him, we're not equipped and become easy prey. Another truth about life, there are landmines all around. in Matthew 6:13, Jesus, in teaching us about prayer, told us to pray this way: lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. There are plenty of temptations and evil things in the world today. It's easy to be caught up in and to be even destroyed by some of them. Money, sex, power, greed, lust, pleasure. We all have our struggles. We all know people, including ourselves, who are struggling. But God has come in Jesus Christ to help us have victory over our hurts, habits, and hang-ups. In the midst of it all, remember this: Jesus is the one who can save us. Post "save" in the chat. Acts 15:11 says, "We believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are saved." God loved us enough to send His Son, whose life, death, and resurrection has secured our salvation. Thus, in Christ, we experience victory. 1 Corinthians 5:57 says, "But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We don't have to live defeated lives, downcast lives, depressed lives, hopeless lives. Thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So what's the result of putting on God's belt of truth? The truth about God, the truth about ourselves, the truth about life. What's the result? I would say this: a well-grounded life. You won't be tossed to and fro by the devil or by the storms of life. You won't be blown away by the rising tides or the high waters. Whatever the situation that comes in your life, armed with God's truth, you will be ready. Jesus Himself made this amazing statement in John 8:31 and 32. "If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." We need that belt of truth, that foundation of God's truth in our lives. And when we have it, we can stand against the enemy of our souls. We can weather the storms that come. We are prepared to fight the good fight and win. We need to put on the full armor of God to stand against the devil's schemes, and it begins with the belt of God's truth. Amen? Amen. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, loving Lord, we want to be prepared. We want to be equipped for the circumstances of life, for the struggles that come our way. You have provided us truth, insights about yourself, about ourselves, about life. May we have eyes to see. May we daily put on the belt of truth, that we may be able to stand against the devil's schemes and fight the good fight and win the victory. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who has won the victory. And we thank you for your church, the body you established to help us to learn to love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to live out the life of love and compassion and grace you have shown us. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed, and everyone said, amen. Amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear from you. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send those to us. We want to pray for you, pray with you. And thank you for your generosity, your ongoing gifts. They continue to amaze me, and they are helping us to reach new people for Jesus and His kingdom as we continue our mission in the world. You can go online using the app or the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this: we are in a great battle, and we need to put on the full armor of God to stand against the devil's schemes. And it begins with the belt of God's truth. For now, what's one thing one thing you can do to better shore up your belt of God's truth.
Do you know what you call a magician that loses his magic?
No.
Ian.
Our annual women's retreat is coming up. This is a wonderful opportunity to get to know each other and to become closer with God at the same time. Our theme this year is God Speaks Still, and we'll give everyone a chance to learn more about the ways that God still communicates with us and that He is an ever-present guide in our lives. Sign up at the Connect Center.
Dr. Wade Pascal is leading a 10-week Bible study on the Gospel of John. Dr. Pascal served as senior pastor of First Methodist Church, Tulsa, for many years and taught at Asbury Seminary. Sign up online or at the Connect Center to be part of this life-impacting study of the main themes of John's Gospel.
Float the Park is happening today. Join us for a root beer float extravaganza at La Fortune Park. Meet us at the Southwest Shelter where the festivities will take place from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Also, our youth and children's ministry teams have something special in store for our younger attendees. Don't miss it.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.